Yo, so I was 22 years old when my mom died, and she was admitted to the hospital. A couple days later, she passed, didn't make it out. 25 years old when my dad died. So my dad was a different situation. I just got a phone call, boom, he's gone. And at that point, you know, I really didn't want to deal with the majority of the emotion, just a little bit. The majority of it, I suppressed it. Every time I felt like, or felt myself crying, I would just push it back down and suppress it. Then a couple years later, now I'm in my early 30s, I feel myself crying, right? Because all of the emotion that I suppressed, my behavior slightly began to change, again, because of the emotion that I suppressed. And that's what I liken the issue of racism to in this country, right? Race and racism has been the elephant in the room in this country for hundreds of years, yet we've refused to deal with it. We've just suppressed it for many years, right? Now America's crying the tears of protest and civil unrest. And many of the things that we enjoy on a weekly basis will never be the same, like football. Colin Kaepernick took a knee, and the game of football will never be the same. So at the beginning of the NFL season, Skip Bayless said, if Colin Kaepernick doesn't get his job back, all of the black players should protest. And I stood in my living room and put my black fist up like John Carlos and Tommy Smith in the 68 Olympics. And I was like, yes. And then I began to think about the game of football without black people. And then I slowly began to retract my black fist. Because everybody knows that football without the presence of Negroes, it's called rugby, is what it's called, damn. Ain't nobody checking for that, is what I'm trying to say, man. Yeah, man.